welcome to a special council meeting on 25th August 2016, and I'd like to declare the meeting open at 5:01 and respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners, the Kariata people, whose land we're on today, respectfully acknowledging the contribution of Kariata elders, past, present and future, in all working together with the betterment for the future city of Port Hedland. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Item 3, recorders of attendance, as listed. 3.2, apologies. Councillor Arif and Mayor Howell. Disclosures of interest. Are there any disclosures of interest, councillors?
No, thank you.
No, you're a nil.
I'll declare one just in case. That's probably not required acting mayor, but as a member of the turf club, there's a rates concession noted in 9.1.1 adoption of budget. Make that declaration.
Sorry,
Chair,
is the
declaration
partiality? Yes,
partiality. Sorry. Do you want me to read the bottom, or we'll do that later?
Item 4, attendance by telephone instantaneous communications. There's Neil. Item 5, public time. Just an important note, this meeting is being recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with minute-taking purposes, which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give your permission for recording your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is reminded that in accordance with Section 616 of the Town of Port Hedland local law on standing orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. Members of the public are also reminded that in accordance with Section 6174 of the Town of Port Hedland local law on standing orders, mobile telephones must be switched off and not in use during the meeting. I'll declare public question time open at 5:05. Do we have any members of the public? Could you just go up to the podium there and just state your name for the tape?
My name's David O'Loughlin. I'd just like to ask, is there any maintenance dredging planned or budgeted for next year of the Port Hedland program?
We have got a budget item in this budget to do the maintenance repairs on Richardson Street boat ramp.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hang on a second.
Just through the chair, we are currently liaising with the port authority, who are currently obviously have dredges in town, to try and undertake that work sooner and obviously at a reduced cost by cost sharing with the port. So currently negotiating that at the present time to see if that can. That can actually work.
Yeah, cool. So that's likely to happen.
So we're still working through the details of whether we're able to mobilise quickly enough to work within their time frames, but we are having those discussions.
Yeah, cool. No worries.
Okay, thanks for the question.
Recommended by the audit committee, so
for this too? And if not, why not? Thank you.
Mrs. Atwood, the audit was requested by myself through a... welcome to a special council meeting on 25th August 2016, and I'd like to declare the meeting open at 5:01 and respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners, the Kariata people, whose land we're on today, respectfully acknowledging the contribution of Kariata elders, past, present and future, in all working together with the betterment for the future city of Port Hedland. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Item 3, recorders of attendance, as listed. 3.2, apologies, Councillor Arif and Mayor Howell. Disclosures of interest. Are there any disclosures of interest, councillors?
No, thank you.
No, you're a nil.
I'll declare one just in case. I'm probably not required acting there, but as a member of the Turf Club, there's a rates concession noted in 9.1.1 adoption of budget. Just make that declaration.
Sorry,
Chair,
is the declaration
going to
be partiality?
Yes, sorry, yes. Partiality, sorry. Do you want me to read the bottom? We'll do that later.
Item 4, attendance by telephone instantaneous communications. There's Neil. Item 5, public time. Just an important note, this meeting is being recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with minute-taking purposes, which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give your permission for recording your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is reminded that in accordance with Section 616 of the Town of Port Hedland local law on standing orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. Members of the public are also reminded that in accordance with Section 6174 of the Town of Port Hedland local law on standing orders, mobile telephones must be switched off and not in use during the meeting. I'll declare public question time open at 5:05. Do we have any members of the public? Could you just go up to the podium there and just state your name for the tape?
My name's David Loppen. I'd just like to ask, is there any maintenance dredging planned or budgeted for next year of the Port Hedland program?
We have got a budget item in this budget to do the maintenance repairs on Richardson Street boat ramp.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hang
on a second.
Just through the chair, we are currently liaising with the port authority, who are currently obviously have dredges in town.
Yeah.
To try and undertake that work sooner and obviously at a reduced cost by cost sharing with the port. So currently negotiating that at the present time to see if that can. That can actually work.
Yeah, cool. So that's likely to happen.
So we're still working through the details of whether we're able to mobilise quickly enough to work within their timeframes, but we are having those discussions.
Yeah, cool. No worries.
Okay, thanks for your question.
I'm asking the question whether or not the proposed audit has been put out for comment to the ratepayers and the people of Port Hedland. Secondly, I want to know whether or not it had been recommended by the audit committee. So there's two. And if not, why not? Thank you.
Mrs. Atwood, the audit was requested by myself through a notice of motion, and it was that process will be done through council, not the audit and finance committee, as it was requested through council. So we have just developed a scope on that audit, and that will come back to council shortly to confirm.
Well, can I respond to that, or do you want...
Yes, you can.
My understanding with the new amendments to the process of the audit committee, which is, I understand, we're endorsed by the council, that any financials should be scrutinised by the audit committee and recommended to the council for approval. It appears that wasn't done. So what I'm saying is, you're not... complying with your own rules that you set down previously. And that's an issue of accountability, transparency, and processes. It's part of the whole thing about the community being involved in the processes, understanding what's happening in the council, and being in a position to make a complaint or to get additional information to verify issues that they find within that audit. Now, I know the audit will be all over the place this year because of the goings on.
Mrs. Atwood.
Yes, okay, I won't say any more, but maybe I'll say it in my statement. Thank you.
Do we have any other public questions?
Ron Atwood, 111 Anson Street, Port Hedland. My question is, with the budget, have you council really had time to sit down and look at the budget, study it? Because I don't think, you know, there's enough time to really look forward to see where it's headed.
Mr. Atwood, we received the draft budget on Monday, I think Monday night. I worked on it for a couple of days, and there was a few questions that I asked, and they were answered, but the content of the budget is the same as what we have been discussing since January. So... I'm pretty happy with how the budget's turned out, and I understand the budget. Do I have any other public questions? No? We'll close public question time at 5:09. And open public statement time at 5:09. Do we have any public statements? Mrs. Atwood. Mrs. Atwood, can we just have it that your statement that relates to adopting the budget or the budget?
My statement will relate to the questions I ask. That's normally the process. You ask questions and make a statement.
Yeah, Mrs. Atwood, I'm new.
I'm getting up here, asking these questions. They're not about scrutinising you guys to that extent. It's about ensuring that the process is right.
Okay.
If the process is not right, then you got a problem. You got problems. And we got problems as ratepayers. So it's not about me coming up here harassing you guys about what you're doing or how you... I want to make sure that whatever you're doing is complied to the Act and the relevant regulations. Because, you know, that's where we're going. We're trying to sort the mess out. Okay, my first question was whether or not the budget had gone out for public scrutiny, and you said no, because it was done in-house. You just replied to Ron saying you only got it last Monday. Now, that's not adequate time for anybody, even people who've got the accounting skills and financial background, to scrutinise the budget and make sure that it's complied. Okay? That's my first statement. So I want to know, if it's only received on Monday and you were the only one scrutinising it, Milo, or, sorry, Deputy Chair, it concerns me because everybody is part of the council. They're all there and they should all scrutinise it and all have input into it. Because that wasn't done, I'm saying to you, the council, that this budget should be set aside to allow that process to happen. It's not only about making decisions about it, but it's all about you guys teaching one another and looking at it and looking at how you can sort it out if you have to. So it's about the process, which I said before. The second question, could you remind me, please, Secretary? Because I haven't written it down. The second question. I said, why hadn't it been put through the audit committee? Now, we've been working hard. The community and the ratepayers have been working hard to try and put into place the procedures to ensure that all the council make decisions based on fact. It's not up to the mayor or the deputy mayor or anybody else. It's up to all of you guys to make decisions. And that is the audit committee has been given that responsibility. And you endorsed it, the amendments that went through maybe in the last couple of months. So I'm asking, the question was why you didn't follow that procedure. Because it demonstrated accountability and the fact that you guys are all involved in the decision making. It's not up to the mayor, it's not up to the deputy mayor. They are there to oversight it and make sure it complies to the Act and to the regulations of that Act. So, my statement here now is that this audit should be put on the table and the process should be allowed to be processed in that manner. Otherwise, there's a question about process and accountability of the council. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Atwood. Do I have any other public statements? Yes.
You finished question time, have you?
Statement time, Murray.
No, I didn't know it started at 5 o'clock.
Mr. Carter, would you like to ask a question?
Yes, certainly. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, as you can understand, the questions I've got are all relevant to the budget. The first one I've got is the budget indicates an income of $129,459,392. What percentage of this was from lease money from the airport, and when was the final payment made of the lease agreement?
Mr. Carter, I'll refer that to the Acting Director of Finance.
Through the Chair, I can't answer those questions today. I'll have to take them on notice.
Well, the exact amount of the...
What percentage, et cetera, I unless we want to do that right now, it'll take some time to answer that question.
Mr. Carter, would you like an idea of the amount of money that was received from the lease payment?
That is the purpose of my question, because in the reserves, I note, which is part two of the question, is that in the reserves you receive an amount of $162 million.
That's right.
I don't know why you only received $129 in your income.
Okay.
It's right there, page one.
We'll take that question on notice, Mr. Carr.
Thank you, Richard. In your indicating your surplus balance, an amount brought forward from 2016 is $3.765 million. As no 30th of June financials have been available to the public, could I please have a copy of the documentation that arrives at this carry-forward figure?
You certainly can, Mr. Carter. Acting CEO, can we get a copy of that to Mr. Carter?
Through the chair, yes, we can.
Thank you. Now, the last one is in regards to the program. The Capital Works Program. I've gone through the Capital Works Program. I can find only an amount of $2 million which has been allocated to the marina. Yeah. But I can find no information whatsoever on transport for the airport. Is there one existing for capital expenditure? I've seen it in all the documentation I've got.
I'll refer that to the Acting Director. I'm Acting Garcia.
Thank you, through the chair. So there is allocations of funds to undertake the remaining airport works. I think approximately of $15 million, $16 million, which is allocated out of that reserve back in for that work. But I'll just defer to the Director of Corporate Services, Acting Director of Corporate Services.
I've seen the $15 million before I picked it up. I wouldn't know where the expenditure was going.
Yes, so that's so obvious. Through the chair, there is, as per the lease agreement, there are some transitional projects that were started that the town has carriage of towards completion. Some of those works include based contamination assessment of the land. There were shade structures. There's also apron strengthening, just to name a couple.
Yeah. In your budget figures, in your income, the total income, you show a deficit of 10.21909. On your analysis sheet, which is actually here, it shows a figure of $12,955,000. Could you please explain to me which is the correct figure?
Through the chair, I might just defer that to the Acting Director of Corporate Services.
Through the chair, $10.2 million is the income referred to net on the comprehensive income by program, page 3. The $4 million you're referring to, if I can take direction, that's the leader referring.
That's on your operating budget analysis. There it is there. Figures are not the same.
Sorry, is there a page number you're referring to?
Mr. Carter, have you got a page number?
That page number is 74 of 105 on the analysis sheets.
74.
And in the budget,
through the chair,
it is page 1.
Yep. So, through the chair, page 74 refers to a net of operating expenditure and operating revenue. With internal reserve transfers that relate to operations, so the 12.9 relates to that page, as opposed to the comprehensive income of $10 million. One actually does not equate to the other, because one is just a snapshot of operating expenses and income. It doesn't involve all transfers.
But why would you indicate on your budget? Your figures are correct, you've got income correct, you've got expenditure correct, you've got internal transfers, which you show is 6,657. I find now on your sheet here is 5,356,510, making a net result of 14,056. Then you take out your comprehensive assets of 3,844, brings you back to 10 million. But on your operating deficit, it is 12 million. I want to know which is the correct figures. One is a budget adopted, which you're adopting tonight.
Through the chair, the operating statement pages effectively 1, 2, 6, for example, are correct and no mistake. And the operating statement detailed analysis, which are pages 47 through to 74, are also correct, but they're a different application of the funds. So in the context of the detailed operating budget, it's only referring to operating expenses, operating income, and reserve transfers that relate to operating. It doesn't relate to reserve transfers that relate to capital, for example.
But that still does not give me the answer of the incorrect figures. If you've got information in the budget, and you've got a detailed operating budget sheet, which you send out for us to have an analysis, I'd like to be able to balance those two figures to what they are. Why was the correct figure? If they are wrong, why was this made available?
Through the chair, they're not wrong.
Well, you tell me where you got your $12 million from.
Through the chair, it's a combination of operating expenditure, less operating income, with internal transfers that relate to operations, not to capital.
Well, why haven't you got that amount on your budget for adoption of either $12 million? You've only got $10 million on that.
Through the chair, they're both correct. They're just different applications.
That's correct.
So, I'm happy to provide detailed explanation.
I would certainly like detailed information because you're adopting a budget of $10 million. In my opinion, on your worksheet here, you're $2 million under budget. So, you're the one who's got a balance, and I'd certainly like the details of that operation.
Okay, after the meeting, Mr. Carter, I'm sure that we can get you together with the Acting Director of Finance.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay.
Statements, please.
I already called for statements.
Yeah, you took statements and you went back to questions.
Mr. Carter came in late. I was happy to take a question from him. You didn't acknowledge that you wanted a statement. Would you like a statement now?
Yes, I would.
Does it relate to the budget?
It relates to the budget and to my question. On Edward, 111 Anson Street, Port Hedland. The question I asked before was, did you councillors have adequate time to look at the budget? It comes to me that Mr. Carter asked a question here and it had to be taken on notice. So, have you people really done the budget? Because you are going to vote on the budget tonight, and how can you, Deputy Mayor, say you looked at the budget and you didn't pick up what Mr. Carter asked the question about? You also said you didn't know about stuff on it as well. So here you are going to make a decision on the budget and you really haven't looked into it at all. I think that if the corporate service over there have to come up and say, oh, I'll take it on notice on two questions asked by Mr. Carter, I think you as council have got a huge problem here with you and your officers working for the council.
Thank you, Mr. Atwood. We'll close public statement time at 5:25. And item 6, questions from members without notice. Councillor Gillingham.
No, I'm okay. Thank you, Deputy Chair.
No, thank you.
Councillor Hooper. Councillor Melville.
Nothing, thank you, Acting Mayor.
Councillor Newbury. Councillor Whitwell.
Why did it take so long to get this before us and give us so little time to have a look at it?
Well, actually, I'll say that we have scrutinised this budget severely. Internally, And that is why, you know, the draft was not released in a document like that to the public, as it has been done previously. So that is the way I see it at the moment. Acting CEO, would you like to add to that?
Thanks for the chair. Obviously, we've done quite a number of workshops, worked through figures, worked through lines. In regards to seeing it formatted in that particular way, it, from Monday, is purely really a formatting setup and a legislative requirement to set it out in that particular way. You shouldn't find anything unusual or unknown within the figures, because we've spent numerous workshops as a group. We've also been available and answered questions specifically from elected members over previous months to come to the position we're in this evening. So in regards to the final formatted budget, which was released on Monday in the draft and finalised yesterday as a final draft, that is, was purely in regards to formatting.
So can I ask the next question? I haven't got it with me because my machine's actually closed down. But when did we receive the first draft? You know, the first final draft, that way. That was like Friday or Thursday last week from memory. I just can't quite remember.
Acting CEO, I can't remember when we...
Through the chair, the formatted first draft, I think, was Friday evening. Mm. But obviously the figures which are contained within that draft have been with elected members for longer than that.
Would there be some figures which were with elected members for longer times than others?
Well, I'm unclear on that, Councillor Whitwell.
Well, do you want me to clarify?
Yes, actually.
Right,
I would
okay.
Like to.
Well, my memory is there were a lot of figures that we're looking at and a lot of change we're looking at. Some were right at the death knell, right? And they were new. And there was no basis behind it.
So can you just clarify which figures they were?
Well, there's a number of figures that there are.
Well, just
right?
Which
one,
page?
One, well, in particular, the figures to do with the charging for sports grounds and the like, right?
Okay.
Now, you know, what I'm asking is that did any of these changes put a lot of pressure on the administration in terms of their final budget outcomes?
I don't believe they did, because the amount of budget reduction due to the reduction on costs for sporting grounds is insignificant compared to the budget amount.
Yes.
Would you like to add to that?
Through the chair, obviously, from like that particular element, obviously, that came out of one of our concept forums, that discussion, and I know that the figures were responded in regards to a Saturday workshop that we held in regards to elected members seeing figures earlier or before others. We only put the figures or through the workshops on the same day. I suppose it comes down to who's available to attend or can't attend due to obviously work and other commitments. But there is obviously, figures are obviously provided at the same time. Some people may see them earlier because they've attended a workshop, others may have waited because they've had work commitments, etc. But in regards to someone specifically seeing them prior, I don't recall, can't recall any of those elements happening. But in regards to the specific example around sporting over the fees, I know that was obviously reported back the impact of that to a workshop which was maybe 3 weeks ago on a Saturday.
Well, why?
Do you have a question, Mr. Councillor Wheeler?
Look, I don't think so.
Okay, thank you.
I think I've made one.
Councillor Tyler.
All good, thanks. Yeah.
Do you want to carry on? Because we've got Councillor Melbourne needs to go to work. the public agenda briefing at 5:30. We'll carry on with the special council meeting.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Members of the public, we do have a public agenda briefing at 5:30, but we are going to carry on with the special council meeting to consider the budget. Item 7, declarations of all members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper before this meeting. I have that in show of hands. Thank you. Item 8, announcements by presiding member without discussion. Members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on council decisions on items on this evening's agenda in which they may have an interest until formal notification in writing by the town has been received. Decisions made at this meeting can be revoked pursuant to the Local Government Act 1995. So, I have got a little announcement for you. So, we started the budget process in January this year, and it's been a long discussion on finding efficiencies, reducing non-essential spending, but keeping the current community service levels. This budget has focused on reducing costs to the community, a 5% reduction across residential, commercial, industry, and pastoral rating categories. The state government capped concessions on pensioners' rates at $750. The council has contributed to the shortfall, ensuring pensioners do not have any rate increase, and they continue to receive the 50% rate reduction that they have been receiving in previous years. All council operated and owned community facilities within this budget will be available to hire by our residents and have a reduced cost of up to about 75%. Community sporting and non-for-profit groups have had their lease payments slashed. All should be only paying about $200 a year, most down from $2,500. The Richardson Street boat ramp has been included for maintenance and will be one of my priorities to reduce the risk of any potential deaths at sea because of limited access at low tide at that boat ramp. There are many more savings that this budget has achieved. This will take a lot of pressure off local sporting groups and the performing arts. These significant decreases in club costs will hopefully increase attendance rates and build stronger community groups. The town of Port Hedland has to ensure the yearly budgeted maintenance and capital works program is completed on time and within budget. We have a significant list of work to do. This budget is the start of a focused revitalisation of our town. One bite at a time will reduce the size of the elephant in the room.
Excuse me.
Item 9, reports from officers. Councillors, I want to move these. I want to move part A to J in one hit on block. Okay, so. I'll open up questions from councillors on the budget from part A to part J. Councillor Gillingham.
In part A, with the pastoral, is that correct that the pastoral has a 50% reduction?
Yes. Councillor Guinean. Pastoral has a 5% reduction,
as
residential, commercial and industry.
Sorry, thank you.
Any other questions, Councillor?
No, thank you.
Councillor Hooper?
Thank you.
Councillor Mellon?
Thank you.
Councillor Newbury?
Yes, could you just clarify, whereabouts does J stop for you? I've got A and B.
Oh, J, is it?
You said J.
On page 12, there's a misprint. So, page 12... The last one, part H, should be J.
So we're going through all of this now?
All of it, yes.
Right. Yes, I have a bit of a complaint here. I would like to discuss the instalment options. I've been approached by the community.
Councillor Newbury, can we have a question?
Yep. Question is, why weren't we notified to give the option to our people of smooth rating?
Councillor Newby, my understanding is last year the public had that option already in last year's budget. It was just not advertised. Would you like to add anything further?
I haven't finished, actually.
I'm answering the question, Councillor.
Through the Chair, I might just defer that to the Director of Corporate Services.
Through the Chair, yes. My understanding is that last year Council did for the first time adopt a principle and resolution that gave effect to people being able to pay their rates by direct debit arrangements at their desire in terms of weekly, fortnightly, monthly.
Do you have a copy there?
Through the Chair, I can't offhand find the resolution, but I'm confident it actually occurred. And that's intended with this budget as well. If you bear with me, I'll try and find a copy of the resolution, if there is one. Certainly occurred, however.
Councillor Newby, do you have some
questions? Yes. Under Section 2, it says, through an instalment option pursuant to Section 6.4, and I'll get you to read that out in a sec, because I have read it, but I didn't bring it with me, that this has to be passed with this tonight to go ahead with instalments. You have not stated down here an option for that to go through for the people. I believe Rockingham is doing it at the moment. Another resolution I got from you today when I have questioned you about this is that notes that residential customers get this. Now, I think that's discriminating. Rockingham does all.
Councillor Newbury, can I have a question?
Anyways. Well, I want to understand why we are not having the fourth option here of giving people the option of paying weekly, fortnightly or monthly.
Councillor Newbury, if you would like that option to be available,
I'd like to move a motion.
Then you have every right to move a motion and put it in or add it to the motions.
Yes, but I'd like to move that motion, thanks.
We'll do that.
In.
We can do that shortly. Do you have any other questions on budget?
Through the Chair, whilst Councillor Newbury is looking for those other questions, 12th of August 2015, last year's budget option, Special Councilman, Part 7 of the en bloc resolution says that pursuant to the Sections of the Low Government Act, where a person elects to pay rates and service charges via direct debit, payment by arrangement, and rates and service charges, including arrears, are paid in full by June 30, 2016, Council resolves to waive the instalment accounting charge and penalty interest for that year.
Okay, Acting CEO, so the intent of that would be to allow residents and to allow ratepayers to pay weekly if they required.
Through the Chair, a workshop that we held a month or so ago was concluded that we would restrict it to residential customers, but Councillor Newbury is seeking indulgence to go further than that.
Okay. Councillor Newbury?
Yeah, I did. I too questioned the page 1 of 105 under other revenues. Now, I know that the airport money was 162, so I don't understand this 124 figure that's there. I want to know where the rest of the money is from the airport under other revenues.
Councillor Newby, my understanding is that the airport lease the airport lease funds were divided into two groups, one into two amounts, one being the airport lease and one being the airport business content. We were given advice from our accountants that that was the appropriate method of accounting for the town. Do you want to add anything further?
Sorry, through the chair, just to it was Moore Stevens who provided the accounting treatments for managing those funds. One was again around the lease payment, one was around the assets, and that's why it's divided.
But if it's divided, whereabouts is it on this page? This is a budget. Where is the money on this page?
Acting director?
Through the chair, I'll refer that to the manager of finance. I think he's got the answer available.
Through the chair, so we're looking at the actuals, mm-hmm. 124. So the remainder amount is sitting in the balance sheet. The lease payment portion is for future years, for the next 50 years. So that portion sits in the balance sheet because it's a future income.
Sorry, Kathy, are you referencing a page number of the balance sheet?
Page number 30. I actually don't have a balance sheet in the statement, so that might be why you can't see it. If you refer to the cash flow statement, page 4, the other revenue line, that shows the cash that's received. About 175 in the actual column.
Yep.
That shows the cash.
Right.
Whereas the comprehensive income statement on page 1, that's the accounting treatment.
Right, so there's no balance sheet?
Yeah, there's no balance sheet in this document, but we do have a balance sheet.
But should it be available in this document?
It's not standard practice to put a balance sheet in.
I'll proceed on with my next questions.
And that is the actuals.
Yes, next one is the Southend Bowls and Tennis Club.
Another page number.
Page 25 of 105. How is it that the interest is greater than the principal loan? $16,064, and then it goes on.
Okay, I'll give you an answer, Acting Director, Acting CEO.
I'll just defer that to the Director of Corporate Services.
Through the chair, page 25, the interest repayment for the year is proposed to be budgeted at $24,000. The principal repayment is $16,000. So the question is, why is the interest greater than the principal?
Mm.
On a debenture schedule, a loan payment schedule, you'll often see the IMP, interest and principal, swapping each year. This is a fixed interest only loan, fixed P&I loan, fixed interest, but we're paying principal and interest. And every year the total is the same, and the interest reduces, and eventually the principal overtakes, such that eventually the principal is paid out in full. And the interest in the last year will be relatively minor. So one must look at the debenture schedule to actually see that in actuality. Typically, it will be a sliding scale. Interest decreases, and eventually you repay more and more of the principal every year.
Councillor Newbury.
Next question. Car parking. Is this the airport car parking on page 31 that we still get? $269,000.
So through the Chair. That is just it's a reserve account for future car parking projects. Developments, yes.
Was that from the airport?
Acting Chair.
So through the Chair, that is a reserve for future car parking developments that has been put away. So in regards, that's been over a number of years. Just referring to the director.
Through the Chair, almost solely it will come from developed contributions for developments that are required to put in public open space, POS if needed, or car parking, often both obviously. So typically your council will receive developed contributions for car parking where they've got either excess car parking in that particular area or we accept cash in lieu of car park. And that will be the transfer of contributions from developers over the years to car parking to enable us to do car parking at our discretion, but generally it should be in the catchment of that particular development.
Page 33. I've gone through the waivers of concessions. The rodeo land, no concession whatsoever. Did he have concession last year?
My understanding is the rodeo only gets charged $1 a year. Acting CEO.
Through the Chair, I'll just defer that to the Director.
Through the Chair, the lease payment per annum for the rodeo is $1 per annum, whereas the rates payable by the lessee, whatever the rates are payable, he did actually apply for a rates concession. That went to council back in late June, and the council at the time declined the request via resolution on the basis that it did not comply with your rates concession policy, because your rates concession policy only permits you to apply concessions to community groups.
Councillor Newbury, do you have any more?
Community bus bonds.
Page
36. So that would be null and void now that we're selling the bus.
Acting CEO.
So through the Chair, obviously the bus is coming up for sale. I'll just defer to the Director for any further comments.
Through the Chair, yes, there will be no need in the future, once the bus is sold, to have bonds. Any bonds that we currently hold, occasionally there are some community groups that might have, for example, what we call buying the bus as a retention bond, so they might hire the bus more regularly, if you will. So with their permission, we would hold the bond, but that would be normally rare. And if we no longer have the bus, we would no longer claim bonds, and we would claim all bonds that are within the bus.
Next one. Long service leave. Who are part of the council? Page 48. The mayor and councillors' expenses. Who gets long service leave?
Acting CEO, my understanding is no councillors get long service leave.
Under members of council. $1,334, long service leave.
I would say that could be related to staff that are tied up with the council services, councillor services.
All right.
Am I correct? Yes.
That's correct?
Yes.
Next one. What's our policy? I've stated here on page 54, electricity, staff housing. $35,000 is paid out, but with the electricity, only $3,000 is in reimbursement.
I can see you.
Through the Chair, that's in regards to some of the contractual arrangements as part of staff salary packaging. Electricity is a reimbursable cost.
All right. Gas, $2,000. And water, $83,000. Is that a part of...
So utilities and water is actually paid for by the town, I understand.
So we're cost cutting. Next question. Just the airport projects expenditure, page 64. Could I please get a breakdown of that $15,872.130, please?
We can have that supplied to you, yes.
Yep, beautiful.
Next question.
Page 66, town boat ramp maintenance. The last I left this a couple of weeks ago, could I please get a copy of this contract and the requirements for the contractor that's going on with this boat ramp?
There is no contract been issued yet. Right. It is a line item that we do have the responsibility to maintain the Richardson Street boat ramp. It is a risk to the town if Sea Rescue can't get their boat in the water quick enough to
assist. That, but we're talking budget. You've mm-hmm. quoted numbers here. Mm-hmm. I want to know where the numbers reflect.
It is a an estimate.
Right. So that's an estimate. So that could be blown out.
Would you like to add to that, Acting?
So through the chair, obviously just recently we adopted a resolution to have a new lease. For the term of the boat ramp.
Remember that?
So that was passed. Just to mention earlier in question time too, that we're currently working with the PPA to try and reduce overall costs for dredging and clearing the boat ramp and lane during the time that the port have dredging here. So that is something that would obviously be a cost saving. What we have got, and that is an amount which is from a cost estimate provided by a supplier of what an indicative cost to do it would be. That does obviously have some contingencies in it, but again, what we are working with that amount, that is also, if it's a 150, that also triggers a tender process which will require us to go to tender.
Councillor Newman, can we speed it up because Melville has to go to work.
Inspection fees, page 94, and I do take this quite serious, Mayor, but that's why I'm asking these questions.
Which page?
94. We got back to the pool inspections. Where did that get approved? That we went up to 110. So no, we were querying
that. That is not the case. Pool inspections now are charged at $55 per annum.
Yeah.
Okay. And any other inspection that is done in addition to the original inspection on a ratepayers pool will be done free of charge as per the 110 is for a one-off. So if somebody asks for a pool inspection because they're selling a house or I suppose that could be the only reason, then they will be charged $110 because it's outside the normal framework.
Page 104 of 105. What is the reasoning to the significant rise of tyres and rubber products? $7.10 last year and it's gone up to $500 this year.
Acting. Oh, whereabouts is it?
104, tyres and rubber products.
Tyres and rubber.
Can you say it, Richard?
Yeah. It's a bit straight.
through the chair, it does look anomalous.
Yes.
$7 for a tyre looks perhaps reasonable. The amount of $500 for a tyre looks like an anomaly and could be an error. I think I'm just going to have to go find the source of that request and source complaint. So perhaps we can park that question for a few minutes.
All right, on the same page, significant rise in car bodies as well, from $46.90 to $125. Trailers, $11 up to $28. 200 litre drums, from $93 to $125. And green waste. I know that they had a significant rise last year. They've gone from $50.4 in last year up to $55 now.
Okay, Councillor Newbury, well, I'll attempt to answer that as I have some idea about it. I wouldn't be taking car bodies to the landfill. I'd be taking them to Sims Metal or the other metal place because they actually pay you to dispose of the car. So it's probably a deterrent. The town would much rather recycle the metal at the appropriate manufacturers. What would you like to add to that?
Could I add to that?
No.
Through the chair, I've got nothing further to add to that statement. It's cool.
Okay.
I'd still like to question the cars because I do believe that the Shire sells them to Sims Metal.
That's exactly right. And so if somebody wants to deposit their car at the tip,
yeah,
and then the council will on sell it, or Sims Metal or the other one, whoever's got the contract will take that steel.
Yeah, but we're making money out of it. Yet we've put it up there three times.
I just explained that it's probably a deterrent to make sure that people take their scrap metal to the scrap merchants,
and
which reduces our costs. When we're operating the landfill.
And green waste?
Acting CEO.
So just through the chair, which area of green waste are you referring to?
Well, that's gone up 10% as well, from 50.4 up to 55. We're mulching that. I didn't believe that green waste was a problem at the tip.
Oh, sorry. It's all through the chair, I'm assuming that would just be a rise based on costs of undertaking that work and keeping up with the overheads.
Thank you. I'm just waiting on the tyre one,
mm-hmm,
and I'm finished with that. Thank you.
Councillor Whitwell.
Yes, I'd just like to ask the on page 27 of 105, there's an item there called mass accommodation, and that's we actually rate mass accommodation, as you all know.
Yes.
There seem to be five properties included here at that rate, and the resultant is a budgeted rate revenue of about $3 million. Now, has there been any development since we last spoke about this in terms of its variability?
In terms of?
Possible variability.
We have adopted the rate in the dollar. We have advertised the rate in the dollar.
Sorry.
So there isn't any... We can't change the rate in the dollar at this stage until next year.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the variability of the budget, right? Based on those assumptions.
Acting CEO, could you defer it to...
through the chair, I'll just defer that to the Director of Corporate Services.
Through the chair, the question is in relation to the advice that the council has received some months ago where there was a risk of variability regarding that number. We have actually received, going back about 6 weeks ago, confirmation of evaluations, which were out of session evaluation. We did receive those, and they did reduce our rates in that area by about $200,000 or so, to which this reflects that change. So that variability has been removed by receipt of the actual valuations.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Is that all, Councillor Whitman?
Oh, that'll do.
All good.
Councillor Tarver, all good. Okay. Do we have a...
Through the Chair, initial advice is that the tyres is based around us trying to not receive tyres from Karratha, in that our tyre charge of $7 evidenced the fact that we were getting lots of volume of tyres coming from Karratha, because their price per tyre, I gather, is an exorbitant $500. And therefore, the tyre disposers in Karratha were, surprise, surprise, jumping on their hoofs and driving them to Port Hedland.
Okay.
So that was our attempt to try and eliminate that risk occurring. Whether that's a appropriate strategy or not, that was the conversation we had very early on in the piece, going back close to 2 months ago regarding our people changes. But it's council's problem as to whether they wish to change that back to seven or similar.
Can I now answer that question?
You can ask a question.
I don't think it's in council's favour to have 500 on that. We're just going to be promoting people to dump in the rubbish around our town.
So your question?
Yep, that's my question. I think we should change that.
Okay, councillors, if you... Yes, councillor.
Could I just ask another fine question on that? Is there another way around this in terms of limiting it to people within the shire or within the area?
Just to put that through to the director of corporate services.
Through the chair, obviously price is a good signal to customers to avoid change behaviour. So it's a very good immediate response. Whether it's an appropriate response, noting concerns about tyre dumping as being a valid secondary concern. If the council so deems so fit, then certainly we could stay with the current $7 and request a detailed report on alternatives and variations in relation to the number in due course and dealing with those implications of unintended consequences.
Can I get some clarity on that as well, Acting CEO? My understanding is that the Town of Port Hedland has had a high price on tyre disposal over the last few years, because most tyre retailers in town actually send their tyres to Perth for processing because it's too expensive to dump them here. Now, $7.50 I would have thought would have been a pretty good price, considering it's costing them $20 a tyre to shift them to Perth. So I don't see the resemblance in $7.10 to $500. I think we were expensive anyway. Would you like to comment on that, happens here?
Look, through the chair, obviously there is obviously a bit of a tyre issue and disposal and management of tyres. In regards to, I suppose, one mechanism was to price outside of town import of used tyres. Obviously, throughout the year anyway, the council at its discretion can adjust and change its position on certain items, which could be around fees and charges of tyre disposal. Obviously, the core elements really for the budget, once it's adopted, is actually probably more around the opportunity to gain income through rates and getting out rates noticing. But moving forward, council at that point in time, the budget is a fluid document which will adjust as we move through the year and as per council discretion on particular items. Just to add, sorry,
through the chair, clarity is that our description in the change, probably in hindsight, we should change with the budget option. In actual fact, what's intended by that change is $500 per tonne. If we add the words per tonne, and indeed it's free for ratepayers. So $500 per tonne, which discourages trucks coming up from Karratha, which is what's intended, and free for ratepayers, if that was the change, then I think that would be satisfactory to elected members and overcome those concerns.
Do we have any more questions from councillors? Okay, so can we, on the matter which which we have here, do we have any amendments to any of the motion part A to J? And I have a couple, I can see here. Page 78 of the budget. We need to change the McGregor Street Reserve Port Evelyn. It's got lighting per hour. We've reduced the kilowatt charge from 55 cents to 33, but we haven't reflected that in the token price. So the token price from 1860 down to 1116.
Yeah, where is it?
Which page?
Page 78.
Yes.
3/4 of the way down.
Where is it? What did you want to do?
I want to put a motion forward to add the smoothing of rates.
Okay. Do you have the motion written out?
No, but I can quickly do that.
Through the chair, we can take the one that was already written and just add in for all other residents.
I think the one that's written covered it. Would you like to use that?
The one that was passed to me?
Yeah.
No, I want to take out the unable to pay. This is an option. Page 85. MacDan Cultural Centre. You know, we have had a 50% reduction, but it doesn't reflect the key on these ones.
Thanks.